Mara wanted, and Chavtalarim and Aleph, bottom. The Gemara wanted to learn that according to the Tanayim that don't hold, either like Chizkiah or Rav Avohu, so where do they learn out Shari Surim, Arasur Ba'anah, the two that are Nogeyas, Chometz Pesach, and Shiran Yisko? So where it said, we learn it from an Imenu Inyan. You don't need the law for these psukim of by Kodesh, by Tisarev, no sir. Right, because we already know that they're awesome. We already know the law. The Lamai, the law is going on Yisra Hanoah for other things, because you don't need it for Yisra Achila. Where it says, the aim of law for Abba B'Shnei Lavin. Maybe you don't say this in Maino Inyan. I don't need it for a law over here, because I already have a law. Fine, so now you have two lavim. He comes to tell me that they're over, two lavim. Me, lav, me, Omar Abaya, we have such a thing. We are over more than one lav for one thing. Ochel potisa, loka arba. If you eat a potisa, you get four times malchus. Nimala, an ant, loka chamej, you get five times malchus. Tzira, loka shej. If you eat a hornet, you get six times malchus. Rashi, why do you get so many malchus here? Because the Torah says a lot of malchios by Shratzen. Rashi. Ochel potisa sheretz hamayim. Potisa is a water-based sheretz, a bug that lives in the water. Loka arba, chad lav b'sheretz hamayim. One, you get malchus for sheretz hamayim. B'toras kohanim, do sefer vayikra. Toras kohanim is what we call vayikra. The chad b'mishne Torah, one's in Dvorim. U'shnei lavim k'suvim b'toras kohanim, b'shkotzim. And there are two lavim that says in general that shkotzim in what's it called in Vayikra. Losa shaktu es nafso seichem b'chol ha-sheretz ha-shoreis v'losa tamu bohen. V'chok alok siv al ha-aretz. And it doesn't say the theirish has to be on the ground, so it includes all different kinds of shkotzim. U'mashma b'en sheretz ha-mayim b'en sheretz ha-aretz are arba, four. So Rashi learns that since it says many lavim by the same creature, you get that many malchus. The Rambam argues and says, if the Torah says that something's awesome more than one time, you only get one malchus. The reason over here that you get more than one malchus is because these things are a combination of different kinds of shrotzim. They're both sheretz haaretz, sheretz hamayim, they have different, and for each different part of it, different aspect of it, you get a different malchus. Ramban argues on that. Ramban, sorry, Rashi, and he says you can't have something that's a sheretz haaretz and sheretz hamayim at the same time. It's either one or the other. It can't be both. Right? So one, you can classify it one way. You can't classify something more than one way. Elamai yachai, like Rashi says, because it says many lavim by each separate thing, and you get malchus for each time it says a lav. Just like the Torah says over and over again, mitzvahs asay, they're the same thing. Right? So it's, you get that many mitzvahs. Rambam knows no, one mitzvah. But, okay, in any case, that's the machlokas here. Namala hu sheretz ha'aretz. Namala is a land-based sheretz. Loke chamesh, hani trade the stam shratzin. Where are the five? So the way Rashi learns, again, you get it for the ribui of the times that it says it's asur by sheretz haaretz. Two that say stam, that's any sheretz. Haaretz, mayim, doesn't make a difference. That's two. V'chad v'chol sheretz ha-shoreitz al haaretz. Sheketz hu lo yeochel, that's the third one. It says specifically sheretz haaretz. Another one, v'chad v'chol ha-shoretz ha-shoreitz al haaretz. Lo suchlum ki sheketz hain. Another place, it says again, sheretz haaretz is asur. So it's a third place. The fourth place. The chad lo satamu is nafsho seichem b'chol asher it's harome salaris. So that's the, what's it called, the fifth place. So there are five places that the Torah says that it's asher to eat asher it's haaretz. So you get five malchus. And again, according to the Rambam, these things are combinations of asher it's haaretz and asher it's hamayim. You get an extra malchus, one for asher it's haaretz, one for asher it's hamayim. And Tzira is a combination of Sheretz HaAretz, Sheretz HaMayim, and Sheretz HaAdim, Sheretz HaOf, floods. So you get an extra Malkus for that. Tzira, Sheretz HaOf. Rashi says, no, Tzira is only a Sheretz HaOf. Sheretz HaAretz is something that only goes in the ground. Sheretz HaOf is something that flies. And Sheretz HaMayim is something that swims. And even though each one can also go on the ground, the Iker, that's what it is. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam says, no, it's a combination. If it goes on the ground and flies and can go in the water, then you get Malkus for every different kind of Sheretz. The Gam Sheretz is al Haaretz, the Ishba Elu Chamish Lavim. It has five Lavim of the Sheretz Haaretz. Umosif Ale Alav to Sheretz Ha'ot Mishnah Torah. The Chol Sheretz Ha'ot Tame Yulachem Lo Ye Ochlu. Sheretz Loshen Rikush V'Ni'anil. Right? V'Eino Nira. Sheretz is something small that crawls and that you can't see easily. And things that are higher than the ground, right, are not called a sheretz. These are not chayas and ophos. They're shrotzim. Shrotzim are lowly creatures that crawl on the ground. Okay. And therefore, you don't count these malkas that would apply to stam, the hamas tomatoes, chayas tomatoes, or whatever. That's how Rashi learns. Okay, Mar says, so if that's the case, why do you darshan in the NATO Indian? Since we don't need it for the lav, for this, because we already have a lav, darshan it for Surya Noah. No, darshan it that you're over another lav. Mar says, that concept of giving more than one lav for any specific aveira is only if you don't have some drasha to learn from that extra lav. Then you stop to say, stop an extra lav. But if you have a drasha to learn, like an innate winyan, then it's better to learn the drasha than to just say that it comes to tell me an extra lav. Rashi? Oh, no Rashi, okay. Now the Gemara asks, back on those limudim, v'habosar ashiyiga b'chol tamei lo ye ochel, the reish alamali. The reish of the pasuk that we brought before, right, says, habosar ashiyiga b'chol tamei lo ye ochel. For darshan in the seifa, as an innate Indian, to tell me that isuri hanoa, right, that shari suri marasur banoa, what do you do with the reish? That also is not needed. Or it says, the rabbis ate simulavoma. Comes to tell me, b'chol tamei, habosar ashiyiga b'chol tamei, to be marbe etzim and levona. Even things that the etzim are not food, or that were not mochshir, but their kodesh, right, is chibas hakodesh is machshir them. We had that before. Something that doesn't have hechshir, or it's not even a food. The fact that it's kodesh makes it as if it's a food, and there also has action. Rashi, v'habosar, v'habosar, yeah, v'habosar, lomali, hashta damrina, da amra kra, lav l'gufei osa, elo l'imeno inyin, teinach v'ashi yiga v'chol tomei lo yeochil, v'habosar, lomali, what do I mean the pasuk, v'habosar, Ashiyiga b'chotamei. Mishani v'rabal seitzim l'bona, v'kabel tuma, v'afal gavta l'abuch l'hu. Even it's not an ochem, and it's not mokshem. Still, it's m'kabel tuma. That's called chibas hakodesh, is makshem. And Rashi before learned that that's only in dinder abonim. And the pasuk's only in asmachta. In achinami. We don't know what this pasuk comes to tell me, but there's an asmachta from this pasuk to tell me that chibas hakodesh is Machshir and the Tame, even things that aren't Ochel. Tosfos argues on Rashi, and he says it's Mamasha regularly moved, and Chibas HaKodesh is a Dinder Aisa. The Rambam has a middle Shita, according to the Mishnah Melech. The Rambam learns, the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam learns that something that's not a food, the Etzim, that Chibas HaKodesh only makes it a food, the Rabbana, to be Mekabel Tumah. But something that is a food, it just was never Mekabel Hechsher. Chibas HaKodesh is metame yet min HaTorah. So Rambam says there's some kind of Chibas HaKodesh that's the Reisa, and some Chibas HaKodesh is only the Rabbana. Habasher called Tor, Yochal Basher the Seifa Lomali. What do I mean the Seifa? Habasher called Tor, Yochal Basher. Anybody who's Tor can eat the Basher of Kodesh. What do you need that for? The Rabbi say Murim. Right? It comes to be Marbe, that where we Magai from that. But if you're not Tor, then you can't eat Basher Kodesh. Not only can't you eat Basher Kodesh, that if you beat Tor, you could eat. You can't even eat Basher Kodesh, that if you'd be tall, you couldn't eat. There's still a lot of eating at the tumah. Our Mordechai says, Emurim, Rashi, Vahabasher kol tor yochol amali, Vahabasher yiseirim yigayim. It's an extra Vahabasher. What do you need that for? Deilu kol tor yochol basher, Dorish levin menachos, kol tor yochol basher, Vahnefesh asher tocha basher, Anitar letahorim v'chayovin alamishim tumah. Yotza basher shenitma, the Tnei's Rikastam, right? In Menachos we learn out that the only time that a Tame is over a lav if he eats Basar Kodesh is if that Basar Kodesh could have been eaten by a Tor. But if it was Yotze, before it's Rikastam, when it's not Mutter at anybody, then you're not over the Yisra of eating of a tumor. Lashon Acher, Bein Bereshav and the Sefer, Vav Yisrael Boy, Zeha Basar, right? That's what we're darshaning. The rabbi says, so I'm moving, she nitmu v'achlun tohar, she yavar alei mishum beiz lavin. That if the emurim became tameh, and somebody tohar ate them, that he's over two lavin. One, for eating emurim, because you're not allowed to eat the emurim, they're going to mizbeach. And secondly, because you ate them when they were tameh. Lav de zorus, shaf koin zoruslam. One is, that no one is allowed to eat emurim. They go on the mizbeach. Even a kohen is considered like a zor, lagabi de emurim. The lav the tumas basar, and second lav is that you ate kodesh betuma. A basar nami shematami lo yeyachim. Mor says a murim mehasim nafka. I know already that if you eat a murim betuma, that you're chayiv for it, and you don't say that since even a tar couldn't eat a murim, doesn't make a difference if you're tar or tamei, you only get one lav. Where do I know that from? The Tanya, the Hanefesh Asher Tochal Basar, Mizeva Hashlamim Asher Hashem, the Rabbah Sosoy Murim. Somebody eats Basar Mizeva Hashlamim, right? The Tuma, so you get, what's it called? You're over a lot. So, and that's even what's it called? They Murim, the special Rebuy, right? The Basar Zeva Hashlam Asher Hashem comes to tell me the Rabbah Sosoy Murim. Even the part that's Lashem. If you eat it, Betuma, you're chayiv. So, why do I need another pasuk to tell me if you eat a murim Betuma, that you're chayiv? Well, it says, Hashem tumas haguf bekoris. Hacha tumas basar balav. Over there, it's talking where you're tameh. And you ate basar kodesh when you were tameh, you're chayiv koris. And it tells me that even though the emurim, you're not allowed to eat him if you're tameh. If you're Tamar, you're still Chayiv Koris. And if you're Tamar, you get a lot. And over here, it's talking where the Basar's Tamar. You're Tamar. But you're eating Basar Tamar. I wouldn't know that you're Chayiv for Basar Tamar on a Murim if they didn't have this rebirth. Rashi. Rabbi Sosoy Murim, Shem Nitmu, V'ochlon Tamar, Shiyavar Alei Mishum Bezlavi. If the Murim became Tamar, and a person who's Tohar ate them, that you're chayiv two lavin. One for eating a murin, and one for eating basar kodesh betuma. Lav de zorah, shafa koin zoretzlan, the lav de tumas basar, vadla el koi, vachi komer, lo yeyochel, vah basar nami shenitma lo yeyochel. Don't eat a murin, and don't eat them if they're tameh, two separate things. Asher Lashem, Kroy Yisrael, the Havi Lele Mitzav, Mizeva Chashvamim, V'Tumas V'Olav. Why does it say Mizeva Chashvamim, Asher Lashem? The Asher Lashem is extra. Uksiv Asher Lashem, the Rabbos Ab Basra Korev Lashem, Shimach V'Tumah Anish Koris. If you are Tameh, and you ate the Emurim, right, even though they're the part that goes Lashem, Yechayv Koris. ומשעני הושם בתומס הגוף הירי, והי בתומסו עליו מוקמין עליו הזבוכים בפרק בי שמי, בתומס הגוף הקוסם את אבס. Over there the Gemara says it's talking with a person's tummy. When you're tummy, and you eat basar kodesh, chayv karis, and you even chayv on the emor, which even if you were tar, you wouldn't be allowed to eat. Mashenkin, the first pasuk, is talking where the emurim are tummy. You're tar, but you're eating basar kodesh that's tummy. So there you need a pasuk to tell me, even if that basar kodesh that's tummy, had it been tar, you wouldn't have been allowed to eat it. You're also over allowed. That's not karis. If you're tar and you eat basar kodesh that's tummy, it's only allowed. The Hacher Rabino Lazar is Tumas Basa. She nit muheim, the Hutar. She amuzer alein is alat. The Hacher Leka Koris, el alat. The Moit Mikoris bezvachim beret Eshama. We learn of a special pasuk that tells me that if you're Tahar and you eat Basa Kodesh, that's Tame, you don't get Koris, you only get alat. But if you're Tame and you eat Basa Kodesh, that's Tahar, you're Chayiv Koris. Omer of Avol, Omer of Yochi. Kol Yisurin Shebetorah Ein Lokin Aleim El Aderech Achilasa. All Yisurin in the Torah that are also Bachila, you only get Malkus if you eat it Derech Achila. Lemute Mai, what does that come to exclude? Omer of Shimi Barashi, Lemute Shemachal Chelev Chai Shepata. If you ate raw Chelev, Shepata. Because normally Chelev is either fried. You don't eat raw chelev. Shlokadera. That's not the way you normally eat it. So then you're potter. So in order to be chayiv, derech achila, you have to eat it the normal way. And there are two possible reasons why. One is because whenever the Torah said something, it meant the normal way. If you do it an abnormal way, then that's not what the Torah was talking about. And there are rayas to that, that if you walk backwards into the Beis HaMikdash Tameh, that's not called Biyah, that's not going in. Because that's not the normal way to walk. Or if you do a Malach on Shabbos, Shalom Kederach. So that's not what the Torah was Machai. Or if you, what's it called, anything that's done, not the normal way, is not what the Torah was talking about. And that therefore applies across the board. There are others that hold, no, that's a special thing by Shabbos, it's not Malachas Machsheves. That's why if you do it in an abnormal way, you're pardoned. But Shari Sur in the Torah, there's no such thing as Meleches Machsheves. So if you do it in an abnormal way, you'd be chayiv. Unless there's a special drasha to tell me this is the way you have to do it. And therefore over here, why Shlo Kederech Achila not chayiv? Because you're not Nehena the full amount. The Torah Asher Achila because you're what you call, you're getting enjoyment out of it. The Torah asks for that enjoyment. But if you do it in an abnormal way, it's not the full enjoyment. And therefore it's asked. What's an afkamina? There are three shittas. What happens if you eat something or the hen is from something? Shalokadera. One shita is that it's asked from in our Torah. It's just you don't get malchus. So that would fit the second idea. That it's not the full amount of hanor. It's like chatzishir. A chatzishir is also asked. In our Torah, you just don't get malchus for it. If it's the first way, the Torah wasn't talking about things that are done abnormally, then that's not part of the law at all. It's not asher in our Torah. Then it's a machlokus whether it's asher in the Rabbanon at least, shalokaderech, and there's a Rav Yoh that holds that's not even asher in the Rabbanon. Shalokaderech is mutter. The Rabbanon never asked it. The Pashtas, shalokaderech is asher in the Rabbanon, but they were moderate for a chola, we'll see later. That a person who's sick can eat things shalokadera. Okay. In any case, so that's the two different reasons. Well, another nafkamina would be, what if you eat matzah shalokadera? Are you yotzei the mitzvah or not? If the idea is that when the Torah said something, it meant the normal way, and an abnormal way is not what the Torah said, then just like when the Torah said don't eat, it meant don't eat in a normal way. When it said eat, it meant eat in a normal way. So if you eat matzah in an abnormal way, you're not yotzer. But if the idea is that when the Torah said, don't eat chazer, it meant, don't eat it in a way that you're going to be nehenna from it, the full amount, But if you do it shloka derech, then that's not the hanah that the Torah prohibited, or it's a chatzi shir, or it's not at all, whatever, right? Then by matzah, mitzvahs lav lahenish nigla. Mitzvahs have nothing to do with hanah. It's not that the Torah commanded you to have hanah, told you to eat matzah. You ate matzah. Ah, you're not in the hen of the full amount. Who said that that makes a difference by mitzvahs? By averus, the issue is being the hen. By mitzvahs, the mitzvahs to eat. Just put it in your mouth and eat it. You're not doing the hen. Okay.
How was eating matzah shalom kederich?
What? How was you eat matzah? You swallowed it. Well, bala matzah. That's one of the rayas that you are yotze. Because the Torah says bala matzah yotze, bala morer, you're not yotze. Because you don't get the tam of morer. Morer, you have to taste it. Matzah. So some say no, the baliyah is not called shalom kederich. Right? I mean, shalom kederich would be you ate matzah in the, you cooked it in such a way that people don't normally eat it like that. Now, if you eat it raw, if you eat it matzah raw, you don't eat it cooked. If that would be such a thing. Right? It could be matzah, cooked matzah, you do eat. But, if it would still have a tam matzah, you cook it, and it's not normal way to eat it, that would be shulka derech. Okay, Ikadi Amre, some learn what Ravo said in the Rabbi Yochanan differently. Ikadi Amre, Omer Rabbi Ravo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, call Yisurim Shubatora, Ein Lokin Alein Lagderach Hanos. All Yisurim, you only get Malkus if you eat them, if you are Nehena from them, Derach Hanos. Lamute Mai, what does that come to exclude? Omer Rav Shimi Barashi, Lamute Shiminia Chelev Shoshura Nisko, Al Gabe Malkosu Shupotim. That if you put chelem of a shor anisko on your wound, you're potter. Why? Because normally chelem is used for eating, or it's used for what's it called? For smearing on leather. You don't use it as a medicine. You use it as a medicine to put chelem on your skin. That's not normal. So even though as a medicine it's normal, but that's not the normal use of chelem. Manela, you're what's it called, your pot. You don't get malchus. So first of all, from here you see clearly, according to Zikat Amre, you get malchus for Yisuri Anoah. It's only because it's Shalok Kederach that you don't get malchus. If it will be Kederach, you get malchus. The Rambam also, you don't get malchus for Anoah. What is he going to do with this Gemara? So I think the Mishnah Melech says, the way the Rambam learned this Gemara is the following. The Rambam learned the first Lashon holds that Yisurin Shebet Torah, you only get malchus for achi. There it makes a difference if it's kederech or shalom kederech. But hanoah, even kederech you don't get malchus. That's what the first lashon holds. Second lashon holds, no. Even hanoah, if it's kederech you get malchus, shalom kederech you don't get malchus. And the Rambam Pashma is the first lashon. And maybe this is where he learns that you don't get malchus for hanoah, even kederech. That's how he learns the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon. Rashi, we'll see, learns differently. Rashi learns like this, that shelo kederech achila, you don't get malchus. But shelo kederech hanoah, there you do get malchus. Because the maisa, you were in a henna. You may have not eaten it, but over here you were in a henna. Right? And the second lashon also, even kederech hanoah, depends kederach or lo shalom kederach. Others learn, other Rishonim learn, just the opposite. The first Lashon holds that, what's it called, tafka shalom kederach achila, yeah, that's where you don't get malchus, but kederach you do get, right? And tafka, something where the etzem thing is not eaten like that. But over here, the etzem chelev chai, you do use. You just don't use it for this purpose. So there I might think that's not called Shalok Kederach. Shalok Kederach has to be that the thing itself is you using in a way that's totally not the normal norm. Nobody eats raw fat. You only eat cooked fat. But you can't say nobody uses raw fat for hanoah. This kind of hanoah not. That, the first question holds, that's not called Shalok Kederach. Okay. See Rashi? Surely if you ate chelev chai, you're potter. Because that's for sure what's called, nobody eats chelev chai. You never eat chelev chai. Now, Shane came, you shmir chelev chai, you just don't shmir it on your skin. So that's less shaloka derech. Rashi, ela derech achilasan, ela im kain ochlan derech achilasan. You had to eat them kederech achila. Yikidi amre, hada ravo ano itma, v'hanat asir b'ano. Another way of learning is that he's going on isuri hano, not isuri achila. Chelev ein derech hano, so ela b'havora. What is the normal way of using chelev, to getting enjoyment out of chelev? Either you burn it, or you smear leather with it, but not, you don't use it normally as a refuah. The kolshkein otel chelev chai is surely shalokeder completely. Nobody ever eats chelev chai. You do use chelev chai for hanoh, but not for this hanoh. So it's less of a shalokeder by hanoh than it is by achila. That's how the Rashash learns Rashi. Okay. So we have two lishonos, and we have three different ways of learning what the two lishonos are. But according to the Rambam, this is the makor, these two lishonos, right, that you don't get malchus for hano. So it's nakam. Okay. Itmar nami, omer of acha bar avio, omer of asi, omer of yochanan, hini achelev shoshur aniskol, agave mankoso, potter, if you should call his surin shabbatora and lokin aleyan eladerachanasan, right? The Rav Avya said the name Rav Asi and the name Rav Yochanan, same thing. That if you put chelev of shoranisko on your makah, that's shaloka derech. You don't get malchus because you only get malchus derechanasan. It's a little difficult. There's a mishnah enough because if you pass him like the lishna kama, here we have a siyata to the lishna basra, right? The Chorav Mashma that since Rav Avya also holds like the Lishna Basra, and then Rav Yochanan, we should pass from like the Lishna Basra. And you should get Malkus for Isuri Hanoah if it's Kedera. But some of the Rambam learned that even with this Siyata, the Halach is like the Lishna Kam. Omre V'zeira Afanan Mamitanim. V'zeira said, I also, what's it called, Avad Mamishna, says the same thing, that if it's Shalok Kedera, you don't get Malkus. Ain't Sofkin is our boy Mishum Orla, you don't get malchus for oil. Only if you drink olive oil or grape. But if you drink any juice from other fruits of orla, you're not chayv. You don't get malchus. Lav my time, my time. Because that's not the normal way to eat these things. In other words, normal to squeeze grapes for the juice. So the juice is kederach, the way you normally eat. You normally drink grape juice. You normally drink, what's it called, you normally drink some way, or get hanoah out of olive oil. Right? The Gemara in Bracha says, you can mix it with certain things, it becomes kederach. Or you smear it on your skin. Right? So, but on the other hand, it's not normal to squeeze the juice out of tusim, te'enim, and rimonim. People don't drink these juices. Right? Again, the Gemara Shabbos says there are places that they do it. Could be there, it's also in the Rabbanan. But the mice is not the norm in most places. Right? Isn't the reason because lo'achalei derech hanosim? Rashi. Ain't sofkin is our boyim, gabi mashkin koi mesechus trunks. It's talking about different kinds of drinks that you make, what's it called, from fruit, that's orla. The kalmer to ain't kol me peiros kriya mashkin, eleil bavad. The only juices that are really called juice are grape juice and olive oil. Ain't sofkin is our boyim, shum me peiros shal orla. But all other fruits, if you squeeze their juices, and you drink it, you don't get malchus because of orla. Bishum de bekulo shalokederech hanosanu elahelu. They're all shalokederech. That's not the normal way to eat this fruit. You don't drink the juice. You eat it together with the fruit. Gemara says, no. Amalei abaya, bishlami shashminim pri gufa deloka achalei derech hanosu shap. If it would have told you the pri, you eat it in an abnormal way, say, no, that's not shalokederech.
And I would know the shalacha that even if you eat orla, but you eat it shalokadera, you're potter from malchus. Elohacha, but over here it's a different reason. It's not because shalokadera. You shouldn't zeya bi'almo. Because those juices are not considered juice of the fruit. They're considered zeya bi'almo. They're just sweat. In other words, it's not the fruit. When the Torah asked orla, it asked the fruit. If you squeeze the juice out of that fruit, you're not getting fruit. You're getting, what's it called, a liquid that's not identified with the fruit. It's not the fruit. Mashenkin, grape juice, is grapes. Olive oil is olives. Mashenkin, strawberry juice, is not juice of a strawberry. It's a liquid that comes out of the strawberry. It's not identified with the strawberry. It's only considered like the sweat of the fruit. Just like sweat of a person is not the person. The sweat of the strawberry is not the strawberry. But the juice of an olive and a grape is the fruit itself. Okay, Rashi. E bishloma, e ashmina bipri gufa, di ocho shloka darko, kagon shibisha la gozi, or a farsakin, for ochra. Well, bishloka dera, you cooked fruit that's not normally cooked. You cooked peaches, right, and ate them. Cooked peaches people don't eat, right? Or you cooked nuts and ate them. That's not the nor the derech of eating nuts. Cooked. Eat them raw. So then I would know, Amahashta, time of the potter mishum de la priyach. The reason over here why you're potter is not because shloka derech. It's not the pri. The Torah answered the pri of orla. This is not the pri. It would have, let's say, a hard shell. That's what you call not shloka derech to eat. People eat it, but it's not the pri. That's not called the pri. There wouldn't be a special halacha that shells are also chay. Shells, not the pri. Right? You eat the branch of the tree. It's not the pri. You know the same thing. The juice is not called the pri. Amar Abaya hakol modim bikilai hakerem shalokin amalei mafilu shloka derech hanasa. There's an exception to this rule. Kilai hakerem, you get malchus even shloka derech hanasa. And the Rambam would have to learn Shalokaderech means Shalokaderech Achilasa. You ate them, Shalokaderech, you're still chai, Malkus. My time, Mishim Delok Sibu Achila. Because it doesn't say Achila. When is Shalokaderech Asher? When the Torah said, don't eat it. Then it meant either, don't eat it the normal way, the first way we explained, or don't have Hanoah from it through eating. And therefore, if you did it Shalokaderech, either you're not getting the Hanoah of eating, or it's not called eating. Mashenkin, over here, the Torah didn't say, don't eat. It says, pen yukta pen tiktash. Hamalei. It didn't use a lashon of eating. The Torah hinted to the klai hakerem is asur, right, without saying anything about eating. And therefore, you don't need a normal eating to be chayv anyway. Everything's called kederach by klai hakerem, because the Torah never used a lashon of achila. Rashi, Kilaya Kerem, Ksiv Pen Tikta Shamaleya, the Mashmalo Sehenani Menu, Elatis Rafenu. It's going to become Kodesh over here. Kodesh means separated, designated to for burning. Tikta Shamaleya means, Kodesh means to designate something. Here it's designated for burning, Meli can't eat it. Pen Lavu, Pen Tikta. Pan is a lashon of lav, right? Don't make it designated for burning. In other words, don't eat it. Shu asur b'achilu.